And if someone's troubled about something, you say everything will be all right.
Don't worry.
And if you have pains in your joints, mm-hmm. you might have it suffering from
rheumatism, arthritis.
Yeah.
Mostly rheumatism, I guess.
Yeah, are those two different things?
Yes, two different things.
Okay. Now the there was a terrible epidemic of this, and it killed a lot of children. I don't mean the flu epidemic. Was that pretty bad here in 19?
Yes, I was overseas when it first came here.
But there was another epidemic that killed a lot of children. It would settle in their throats and
that diphtheria.
Yeah, and then something that causes a liver disease that causes a yellowing.
That's called a yellow jaundice.
Okay, and then if you get a pain down in your right side, you might begin having
a pleurisy.
Yeah, that could be on either side.
Yes, that could be an issue.
This is when you have to have an operation.
Oh, that's appendix.
Yeah, and what would you call the
appendicitis.
Sure. Mm-hmm. And if a person can't keep food down, you might say
he's sick on the stomach.
Okay, sick on the stomach, mm-hmm. or sick on the stomach, or on his stomach?
Sick on his stomach.
All right. And so vomit. What would be a crude expression for vomit?
Well, if you only use a crude one, you'd say he's puking.
Okay.
I've heard that word.
All right. And if someone had some, you want to know if somebody had some news, and that was the reason the person came over, you know. You say, why did he come over? And you say, he came over
to tell me that.
All right. And if somebody had something that somebody lent you something and you'd like to have it, you might say, well, you know, I'd like to, what this? I'd like to. You keep in that sense, I'd like to. Would you ever say, I'd like for to keep it? That's what I'm really getting at.
Like what?
Would you ever say, or are you familiar with the phrase, I'd like for to keep it, as well as I'd like to keep it? Now, I'd like to keep it would be the natural way, probably. But I was wondering about like for to keep it.
Well, I guess I don't remember that using that.
How would you probably say it? Just that?
Well, I'd say it like you, I'd like to keep it.
Okay, yeah. Well, that's what I was getting. Now, if I really hope these people come over to visit us, and if they don't come over to visit us, I'd be disappointed.
I will.
Okay.
I will be disappointed.
All right. And if a child's been bad and you're going to punish him, and you might say, now, if you don't behave yourself, I'm going to...
Well, I'll use different expressions.
Yeah, what are some of the expressions?
Well, I'm going to warm your leather.
Okay. All right. Would you ever use the expression spank?
Yes.
Now, would you ever say, I'm going to take and spank you, or I'm going to go and spank you?
I've used the word. I've heard that you use it. I'm going to take and spank you if you don't behave.
Okay. And if a young man's seeing a lot of a girl,